We are learning Masechet Ksuvos Daf Pei Dal Damad Aleph, and we are starting four lines from the bottom of the Pei Gimel Beis, the two dots. Four lines from the bottom. Said in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, if you make a t'nai that I'm not going to be Yerush, my wife, the halach is, it doesn't work. Why? Because Masta Masha Kosev Torah. The Torah says, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, but Yerush Oysa, it teaches us that you Yarshin your wife, and here you make it a t'nai, and that's a Masta Masha Kosev Torah, and the t'nai is bottle. Zog to Gemara, Omar, Rav, halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel. The halacha is, you pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel, v'loy mitameh. And not mitamei, and not for that reason. My halacha kerav Shimon ben Gamliel, v'loy mitamei. What does that mean? Ilei halacha kerav Shimon ben Gamliel, do'ama meisa yirushana, v'loy mitamei. So what does it mean? He said like this. He passed kerav Shimon ben Gamliel a tnai's bottle, but not for his reasoning. So what does that mean? Ilei halacha kerav Shimon ben Gamliel, do'ama meisa yirushana, v'lav mitamei. Dilei Shimon ben Gamliel sava masta masha kosav tayra tnai bottle. But rav sava tnai kayom. So maybe he sounds like this, that he passed Rav Shimon Gamliel, that if you make this t'nai, it's the halacha is that's bottle. But not because the master calls t'nai bottle, because Rav holds t'nai kayam. You couldn't make a t'nai. But he holds maybe, because Sava Yerushas Abal Darabanan, he holds Yerushas Abal Darabanan, and Becham Asu Chizik Dvarim Yaisim Eshel Torah, he holds even better. Something like this. Rav is saying, I pass in that's bottle, but not because what you said. You said because it's a Din Torah and it's bottle. I'm saying Din Torah would have worked. Would have worked. It would have been Tanai Kayim. But Chacham was Chizik Dvarim Yaisim Eshel Torah. Since there are Bonon, it's worse off. And maybe Rav holds by a Torah Tanai Kayim, like Rav Yehuda holds, Dovashim Mama and Tanai Kayim. But here it's bigger. Chizik Dvarim, it's worse. So Mara says it can't be that's a Pshat in Rav. When Rav says he passes on him, it can't be because he holds that Master Master of Torah Tanai Kayim. Because you have a first Shalacha that's not true, even by Dovashim Mama. On top of Pedal Manal, Vesava Rav Tanai Kayim. A guy tells his friend, I want to buy something. I want to sell something to you. I want to sell something to you, but I'm ripping you off. But I don't want to have a Issa'ana. Rav Amar Yeshla Avana. There is a Issa'ana. You can't make a Tanai connected to the Torah. Vishmul Amar Inla Avana. There is no Aina. So you see, Rav holds that the Tanai is not Kayim. So it can't be Pshat. When Rav says, Lachar Shingle Mi of Levin Tameh, it can't be that's the Pshat. So you're more than attempt another Pshat. Hello, Halachar Shingle Mi of Domar. Hamasta Masha Kosta Torah Tanai bottle. He passed Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Gabi's halacha, the Masta Masha Kosta Torah Tanai bottle, like Rav just said before. But Lav Mitamei, the Ilu Rav Shimon Gamliel, Sava Mesa Yerushana. Shimon holds that if she dies, Yerushit, Wako Tanai was bottle. But Rav Sava Mesa Yerushana, Rav holds that if she dies, you're not Yerushir. You're not Yerushir. So if that's true, Hal Mitamei, but like Hilchasu. It's not Hilchasu Lav Mitamei, it's the opposite. It means you agree to his reasoning. But you hold the halacha is not correct. The halacha is that here it's the tanai works and you're not Yerusha. Why? Because maybe the vote will be the rabbanon. Yerusha is about the rabbanon, and they didn't make a chizik the rain. So if you say like that, you're paskening mitamei v'loik hilchasa. It means you hold his reasoning of master mashakos of a Torah tanai bottle. And here you hold it works the tanai. Why? Because you hold Yerusha is the rabbanon. So it's mitamei v'loik hilchasa. It's not like his halacha. So, you just to recap here, Rav says halacha kerav Shimon Gamliel v'loy mitamei. And here it's the opposite. Here it's mitamei v'loy kelchasa. So what does it mean halacha v'loy mitamei? So more charge again, another one. Halacha kerav Shimon Gamliel do'ama emesi yirushana v'lav mitamei d'ilu kerav Shimon Gamliel savar b'deraisa b'tanai batal ha b'deron tanai kayam. He says like this: they pass kerav Shimon Gamliel that emesi yirushana and tanai doesn't work, but not exactly his reasoning, because Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that dafka by the rice the tanai bottle, but by the rabbanons tanai will be kayim. Rashi says the example would be that if he makes the tanai not to eat peiros, so there the halacha would be that it would be kayim. And Rav saw by filled the bottle in the tanai bottle, and Rav holds even by the rabbanons tanai bottle. So that means he agrees that by the rice is tanai bottle, and agrees to Rav Shimon Gamliel the halacha. But lai mitamei means he argue by the rabbanons. To break the Gemara, that still doesn't not good. Because why? How could time make Hilchasa? He's really passing like Rav Shimon Gamliel, his time and his halacha. But Rav Meisu, Rav Shigar holds that, by the way, I hold by the bottom just a Tanai bottle. So this doesn't work either. Agav, I just want to speak out Taisus here. That Rashi learns that the bottom Tanai bottle will be discussion regarding the Peiros. That Rav, and this half me would hold, that when it comes to the Rabbanans of Peiros, the Tanai will be bottle. Taisus doesn't like that Pshak. Taisus says, everyone holds, there's no one in the world who holds like that. Even Rav Yehuda, who holds that, even Rabbi Yehuda would hold that it works because it's loy shchichi. Even Rabbi Yehuda would hold that also chizik the brain by the rabbanons, still he would agree but that this is lo yishchiach, and therefore avada, it's not tanai batel. But the akaponim, he says, means other darabonans. But either way, we're back. We don't have pshat and rav yet. Ella, the final pshat is right here. Elocha kershung amil the amma emesi yerushana. Pasuk kershung amil the holds that if she dies, you get the yerusha, and the tanai that you said I don't want to have the yerusha doesn't work. The lav mitame, and not for the reason of yerushim amil. The yerushim amil sava yerusha bal deraisa. Rishimi holds very simply that Yusha Zabal is the Raisa, that to inherit your wife is the Raisa. V'chol masna, masha kosa v'tara is my bottle. And anyone who makes a Tanai connected to Taira, it's bottle. And therefore, it doesn't work. And you're Yerushalayim wife. Rav Sava, really Yusha Zabal the Rabbanon. And really the Allah should be that then it works the Tanai. And still holds the Taira not work. Why? V'chom also chizik l'devrei m'shal Taira. Chom made that the Rabbanon is just like Taira. So it comes out, this is Pshat Rav. Rav says, I pass the Kavshim Amil Alach is, Mesa Yerushana. But not for your reason, because Master, Master, because of Taira. The reason I give is because, Chacham Osa Chizik Divrayim Kishol Taira. Break the Gemara, for Rav Sova Yerusha Sabal the Rabbanon. Does Rav hold that Yerusha Sabal is the Rabbanon? You tell me now, Rav really holds that Yerusha, that a husband is Yerush, his wife is the Rabbanon. And here, Chacham Osa Chizik Divrayim. Is that true? I'm bringing it right out like that. But I'm going to the Mishnah. Rav Yechanan, and the Mishnah Mecharis. Someone who yarishes his wife. That means his wife dies, leaves over a field. He's yarishit. The loch is yachzav in mishpacha. Goes back to her mishpacha. It's in Eretz Yisrael. We thought the din was as yevil. And just like when you buy something, by yevil goes back to the mishpacha. Here the yerusha also goes back to the mishpacha. V'yinak eleven adamim. And charge them a little bit money. That's what we thought. That's what Mishnah says. You give back, yevil charge a little money. Break the gemara v'vinabah. The Gemara they asked, like, what's Pshat in this Mishnah? My Kesava. Ikesava Yushabal the Raisa. If you hold Yushabal the Raisa, so my Yachsa, why give back the Rehmish Pacha? It's yours, rightfully yours. It's Yerusha. There's no din going back by Yevil by Yerusha. Like Rashi says, Yerusha in a Chazeris by Yevil. Yerusha doesn't go back by Yevil, so it's yours. So why are you giving it back? Teretz is, you hold the Rabbanon. Either Rabbanon, Teretz is, it's the Rabbanon. Don't mind the tie. Why do the Rehmish Pacha have to pay for it? If the holding the Rabbanon, it goes back by Yevil. So then, why would they have to pay for it? So what's going on here? You're paying money. What is going on here? V'amar Rav. Rav says, "La'olam kasava Yerusha sabal deraisa." Really, all Yerusha sabal deraisa, and therefore it should not go back to Yevil. Ukegoin shayrishtoi istoi beis akvaros. The case was that he yarshed from his wife a beis akvaros, and mishum begam mishpacha because begam mishpacha amar Rabbanon that it's not bakavadik to have different families mixed into this beis akvaros. Therefore, we give it back to the family. Amar Rabbanan, lishko d'domi, take money, v'lehed, and give it back. Umayi nakalem and adom, what's lost in nakalem and adom? You're taking full price for it. What's nakalem and adom? It means, make keve ishtoi. The money for your wife's keve, because you chayiv to bury your wife. So that's the halacha here. Now, Taisus points out, l'chayro, that this is talking about yovel. It has to be on yovel, because see, Rav said, l'olam yushas ba'al deraisa, it doesn't go back to yovel, but only give it back because of pekam mishpacha. He says, what does yovel got to do with pekam mishpacha? Taisus says that there's no pegam mishpacha tol yovel, because there everything goes back and everyone knows which field is whose, and therefore he knows whose belongs to what, and that's when the embarrassing thing happens. Kedetanya, we find this idea by basic forest in the following brisa. Hamoichi kivroi, someone who sells a kever, v'derech kivroi, and the road to the kever. Mamodoi, the place where they stop to do the shura. Umakim espeda, the place where they do the espedim. The halacha is that if someone sells that, bomb mishpacha v'kerem mishpacha v'kerem mishpacha comes and forcefully of the lekach, they bury their dead there. Why? Because it's embarrassing mishpacha not to have mishpacha in your basic forest. So what do you see? Explanation in the Mishnah Mechayev. What do you see? He holds Yerusha Sabal Deraisa. We just finished saying he holds Yerusha Sabal Derabanan, and that's why it's Lav Metamei. Here it's Mavu Yerusha Sabal Deraisa. And for the Gemara, Rav Lutamei, the Rav Yechon Breika Kama, Leila Sfilei. He's going for Rav Yechon Breika, but he himself does not hold it at. He himself does not hold it at. He Leila Sfilei doesn't hold it. He rather holds that Yerusha is only Midra Abana. Zok the Mishnah Vaita, brand new Mishnah. Now, this Mishnah is gebait on a few different facts. First of all, when you collect from Yarshim, anyone who collects from Yarshim includes Isha Ol Vachayiv, Ksuva Ol Vachayiv, you have to make a Shvua. That's one halacha. Another shaila is that metaltum of the yasme loy mishtabdi. That's another fact that metaltum of the yasme are not meshubit to the bachayiv or to the ksuba. At least in the times of the Mishnah. Actually, in the ga'inim in the days they changed that because people didn't have so much karka, so they had to have metaltum also meshubit. But according to the in time of the Mishnah, metaltum of the yasme loy mishtabdi. So it says like this: Misha meis, someone died, He left over a wife who needs to get her ksuba and a bal chayiv who needs to collect his money. And there's yarshim. There was some money somewhere else by someone else, a pekadoin, or there was a hava by someone else, someone owed them money. So what's the status of that? So Rav Tarfon says that that's not regular metatel the yasmi, because that's more like a shibud de Rav Nosson. That's more like those people owe me the money, or the ksuba the money, or the bal chayiv the money, because it's like a shibud de Rav Nosson. That's how it works. It doesn't. It's not mamash metatel the yarshim yet. That's what Rav Tarfon holds. Rav Tarfon holds different. You give it to the one who is on the lower end. We'll see what that is. Either give it to either the bal chayiv or the ksuba, whoever is considered the lower one. We'll see in the Gemara who is the kaishul. Rabbi Kiva says, no, I don't, you're wrong, Rabbi Kiva says. It goes to the Yarshim. Yarshim have the bigger right on the Pekad and the Milva. Shekulim Tzrichin Shuah. And Yarshim Tzrichin Shuah. Or everyone who collects from Yarshim needs a Shuah. And they don't need a Shuah. That's theirs rightfully. It comes to them. Once it comes to them, it's Metathlim. And don't collect Metathlim. So finish. They collect it. And they get the chayiv and the bekadin, and no one can take it away from them because it's metal to the asmi v'loy mishtabdi. So pasuk pshat, the reason why the Yerushalmi have more kayach is because you see, when you collect from them, you need a shvua, and they don't need a shvua. The Yerushalmi that's brought down in the Ran actually looks a little bit different, that the Yerushalmi have a kayach, a different kayach, because it's not mechusa gevayna, ayin shom, we're not going to get into that, but there is another reason. Zokta mishtavayta, heniach peres tlushim. If they left over Paris from the karka, detached Paris from the karka, so that, like we said, is not meshuvah to the bachayv or to the ksuba, so that belongs to the yarshim. But Rav Tarfon says, "Kol akoydim behem zocha behem." Whoever is typhus it grabs it zocha. So it means if the bachayv or the ksuba or the isha grabs those Paris before the yarshim got a chance to grab them, the loch is they can keep it for the ksuba. Zocha isha yarshim ksubas so bachayv yisal bachayv. Let's say they grab too much. What do you do with the extra? Now it's in their hand. And it came to them beheter. So there's a mila. Maybe they don't have to give it back to the Yarshim. So ha-maiser, Rav Tarfon Noemi Nosu L'Koshel Behem. Rav Tarfon says you give it to the other one. Let's say the Ba'choyv, the Koshel means the weaker one. The weaker. So here, Rav Tarfon says the weaker one just means a little different than before the weaker. Before the weaker one means the weaker one, either the Ba'choyv or the Ksuba. Here, the weaker one means always the other one. Let's say the Isha had extra, you give it to the Ba'choyv. If the Ba'choyv had extra, you give it to the Isha. Lafuke, they give it to the Yarshim. Lakoshel means clapi the Yarshim, they're the Koshel. Rabbi Kiva says, no, Emerachim Adin, Alinoslo, Yarshim, Shekulim, Shekashua, and Yarshim, Shekashua. And to be in the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva argues on holding a Tvisa. Any Peres, Tlushim, and Akarka belongs to the Yarshim and finish the Ba'choyv. And the ksuba and the isha do not collect from that. So, like upon him, that's what we have in our Mishnah. Now, in the race of the Mishnah, said a case where someone died and he had a kadoin or a milva by someone, or a kiva holds that goes straight to the yarshim. And Rabbi Tarfon says, no, the koishal shabam could take it. Now, it said two cases, malva and pekadim. Why are you two cases? Lomeli lemisli milva, lomeli lemisli pekadim. Mara says, tricha. We'd say milva. Ha, come Rav Tarfon. Shall milva itzanina. There, Rav Tarfon says it doesn't belong to the yarshim yet because mechusa gevaina. And there, it's loitzah. So they understand that it's not in the shush of the yasmi. Avakadoin the isavena. That's really be'en. It's my thing, just sitting by someone else. Maybe that for sure goes to the yarshim. And the balchayim and the isha can't take that because it's metat to the yasmi. Ein moidler Rav Akiva. Vitana ha. If only said Pekadon and Bahakam Rav Akiva, because there it's Ben. Avahach, and Maidu Rav Tarfon, Tzricha, therefore we need both cases. So it's in the Mishnah. What?
Who's the Pekadon from? From the Nava?
From the father. From the father. From the family. The Yarshim family.
Pekadon is someone gave it to watch.
Right. They gave it to someone else. The father gave it to someone else. It's his thing. His gold watch to someone else. The luck is the Ksuba gets like a watch. The Chidah Fear of Tarfon is a Chidash. So it says, Rav Tarfon says, "Get all the koishal shebehem." My le koishal, our base between the amal le koishal sheberaya, the one who is weaker in his raya, which means Rashi says, whoever the star is more meucher is later star, so he won't be able to collect from as many as the kuchais. So that's who the weaker one is. Whoever one the ksuba or the bakoy, which one has a later date on a star, he's the weaker one who'll collect. Rav Yechon amal ksuba zisha. He says the isha is always considered the kaisha. Why? Rashi says because it's hard for her to run after nechassim. She's always called the weaker one. And number two, mishum chinah, because we want a men to find wives. We want the ladies to be happy with the men. Therefore, because chinah, we say she always gets it first. And it's really like a tanoim. Ketanoim. Rabbi Yomanev lekoshel v'raya v'hu kosher. And I like that pshat. Koshel means the weaker shivraya, the one who's a weaker raya, which means the mu'ukh and the star. V'hu kosher. He says on his pshat that v'adova kosher v'hogin laskin. He likes that pshat. Rabbi Lozaimer leksuvas yishav shemuchina goes referring to leksuvas yishav because of chayin shvilim mechlekes tanoim. This mechlekes tanoim. The Gemara wrote down shvilim mechlekes tanoim. Al kaponim. That's the shaila. I learned koshel v'hem. We have mechlekes with tafra and rekiva. The next Gemara, Hashem, we'll discuss the mechlekes of tafra and rekiva.